My name is Clayton Bell, Jr. And what is your name?
Glenn Bell.
And what we're doing here is we're just going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about Mother Glenn Bell, my mother, whenever she was growing up.
In 1924.
So you say you were born in 1924. Fill me in.
In 1924, I watched the calendar. I'm going to stammer.
That's all right. Well, you're an old woman right now.
I'm 87 years old now. And I watched the weather in 1924 and 1925, and it's the same it is here. They have when it was too hot and when it was too cold, and there was limits to what we could do when we lived out in the country. Whenever it was too cold, we didn't go to school because we had no way except to walk. When it was too hot, we didn't have to work in the field because it was too hot.
Well, that's good. Now, you had to work in the field and you went to school, but let's back up to whenever you were born. Where were you born?
I was born in a bungalow 6 miles south of Gatesville, Texas, on what is now 116, Highway 116. And my Aunt Nettie was a midwife.
What was her last name?
Aunt Nellie Rhodes.
Rhodes. R-H-O-A-D-S, right?
A-D-E-S.
Oh, okay.
A-D-E-N.
And she was there?
Yes.
Who else?
And my daddy, that was my daddy's sister.
Okay.
Older sister. And she was the midwife to nearly everybody that was in the family.
All of the whole family or just your brothers and sisters?
No, the whole generation.
Oh, really? Okay.
If she wasn't the midwife, then a sister was the midwife.
Okay.
And we didn't have doctors unless emergency. And there was one doctor, and his name was Dr. Hall.
Okay, Dr. Hall. But wait, let's back up just a minute. Tell everybody that's listening to this, what is a midwife?
Oh, a midwife helps get the baby out.
So she acts as the doctor.
She acts as the doctor. And if she couldn't handle it, then we had to get in touch with the doctor.
Yeah.
And he was 6 miles away. And he had to travel by buggy, horse and buggy. And his name was Dr. Hall. And he was the first fat man that I had ever seen.
Oh, really? How fat was he, do you think?
To me, he was just out of proportion. He didn't look like anybody else. He was so fat, he didn't look like anybody else.
Would he break a chair?
I don't know. I didn't see him break a chair. But he was everybody's doctor. And most everybody had a midwife.
Okay.
And sometimes a midwife would be called outside the family even. But she was responsible for the right thing to eat, the right to walk a certain amount of miles a day, and to rub our stomach with oil every night.
Let me just ask you this. Let's back up. What kind of oil would she rub your stomach with?
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
Baby oil.
Not lard?
Or olive oil. Well, probably lard too.
Yeah.
We just, it had to be melted first if it was lard.
Just something greasy.
Something to keep our stomach pliable.
To keep the stomach from getting brittle? Or just soft or
just
what?
Just pliable, just...
Or so it would stretch?
So it would stretch.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We did that. And, I have four other sisters and one brother. There was six of us and all.
Were you the, you were the first one?
I was the first one Mama had.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember that, of course. But I remember when I was three. I can remember back as far as when I was 3 years old.
Did your mother, whose name is, I know is because my, she's my grandmother, her name is Mildred, hey, did she ever tell you any stories about when the night you were, the day you were born or the night? Do you know if it was day or night?
I do not know.
She never did tell you any stories about
it? No, we got one story. That sticks in my mind. I have a brother and his nickname is Buck.
Yeah.
And they named him Buck because when he was born he just shot out of there like a bullet. And nobody, I guess Aunt Nellie called him Shirley, but he's still named Buck. To me he's Buck.
His first name is Curtis.
Curtis.
So is that his middle name, Buck, or is it just a nickname?
Buck is just a nickname.
Okay.
And Curtis, and his name was Curtis Dale.
Curtis
Hayes.
Dale. And he named his firstborn Dale.
Dale.
That's
yes.
My cousin.
Yes.
And he also has a daughter named Kay.
Kay has a, I mean, Dale has a daughter named Kay. Yes.
No, but Dale has a sister named Kay who is younger than him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Curtis, Buck, or Dale Hayes is your only brother.
Yes.
Now, tell me about your other sisters. You have sisters.
Yes. I have one picture of us as children. And all of them were cotton-headed. They had cotton hair, except me, and I had dark hair.
Really?
And Mama had dark hair.
You know, when I was a little boy, I had cotton hair.
Yes.
I was like platinum blonde.
Yes.
And now I've got dark hair, but I think Christy had real light hair, and Nathan had black hair. Because of Teresa, she was very dark, you know. But anyway, back to you and your sisters. Your sister, your oldest sister is who?
The one next to me that's younger than I am is named Odell. And I was Glenn because I was supposed to be a boy. And she's Odell, she was supposed to be a boy. And they had to name her Wani. She changed her name to Wani when she was baptized.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, where was she baptized, into a Baptist church or Church of Christ, or do you know what it was?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ?
We all belong to the Church of Christ as of then, because there wasn't very much other churches around.
Oh. So there was a Church of Christ in Gatesville?
In Gatesville.
Did y'all go just about every Sunday?
No,
or?
We didn't go to Gatesville. There was a church outside, out in the country,
uh-huh.
Called Stanley Chapel.
Yeah.
And everybody in the neighborhood, is the horse would, if you could ride a horse or a buggy, everybody came to that church.
Was there a designated preacher, or did there just somebody come through?
No, there was some, once in a while there was a designated preacher, but most of the time it was people capable of teaching.
Yeah.
That knew the Bible well enough to teach it.
Sort of like the church that you go to now.
Yes.
15th Street and Avenue I.
And it still exists.
Okay.
Yes.
Was the singing any good?
The singing was always good. My daddy led the singing most of the time.
Did y'all have books?
We had books.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
As well as I can remember, we had books. But I understand that Stanley Chapel is now a residence, and it doesn't exist anymore as a church. And whenever we got cars, which we eventually got cars. I was 3 years old when I saw my first Model T. my daddy brought home, and every time there was a new car, he bought one.
Okay, let's go back now to where you started talking about your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We got Curtis, who's your brother, Buck, and then Odell is your
Odell was the next one.
Next one from you.
Next to me, yes.
And then you've got another sister.
Mineola. And then I had two sisters. There was four of us then.
Okay.
And then 12 years later, they had two more children.
So my mother and daddy. Desi and Jean?
Desi and Jean.
Okay.
And we're all of us four, are in our 80s right now. And of course, I'm the oldest, but we're all still pretty active. And we're church going. Still
now,
go to church.
Mineola. What is her middle name?
Mineola. O-L-A.
Oh, Mineola.
Yes.
But Hayes. And she married who?
Mo Cox.
Mo.
Glenn Cox.
Now, wait just a minute. Let me go back to something that you said. You said that you were supposed to be a boy, and so was Odell.
Yes.
They just really wanted a boy, didn't
yes.
they? Because a boy is a little bit more helpful around the farm, I guess.
Well, everybody wanted a boy first.
Who wanted girls, right?
Nobody wanted girls. It still exists today.
Yeah, to an extent, I guess.
I heard it today on a sermon.
Yeah, did you?
Yes, that the little girls, even in foreign countries, and even here in the United States, the women, the females are still discriminated.
Yeah, yeah.
But that goes with life.
Yeah.
And whenever I was born and my name was G-L-E-N, they had to change it to G-L-Y-N, and they put Marie with it, so I was Glenn Marie Hayes.
There you go.
And Odell, they changed, put her name Wani. I don't know where the Wani came from, but she was called Wani Odell Hayes.
Okay.
And then Mineola, well, Curtis came between older than Mineola.
Okay.
And we worked in the field. As big as we were, as soon as we got big enough, that was our job. We worked in the field.
Well, let's go back now to your other two sisters that we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
You had 12 years in between.
Yes.
Mineola, and who? Desi or Jean?
Desi.
Now, what was her name, full name, and what is her name now?
Desi Lee, and she was named after my daddy Luther Lee.
Ah.
And she is now 75.
And her name is now?
Her name is Ms. Robert Honeycutt, Ms.
Okay.
Desi Honeycutt. And she is very active in the church and lives in a beautiful home.
Out at Lake Belton, near Cedar Ridge.
At Cedar Ridge, near the lake.
And her husband is Honeycutt.
Yes.
And what is his first name?
Robert.
Robert.
We call him Buddy.
Buddy.
We call him.
Okay.
Everybody called him Buddy Honeycutt.
And he was a Temple boy.
He was a football player in Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jean was the youngest.
What's her full name?
Norma Jean Hayes.
Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, and she was Miss Who. Miss Who's Who in Gatesville High School.
Oh, really?
Yes, she was somebody.
Real popular, huh?
Yeah, and she married her husband twice.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yes, she married once, and they had four children, a pair of twins born in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And Jean was in Japan while Don was in the Navy.
Yeah.
And they had twins, Don and Donna.
Yeah.
Honeycutt, and
you know, Dawn's last name is Gallagher.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know what her last name
she
was.
She and I are friends on Facebook.
Oh, really?
So I hear from her every once in a while, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They had one boy.
Michael?
Michael.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went to his wedding, and it was so funny to me because as he was standing there being wed, he was shaking so that I thought he was going to fall on me.
Were you nearby? You were sitting nearby?
I was sitting nearby, and his knees were shaking. And I thought surely he wasn't going to make it through it, and he was going to fall on me. But anyhow, they divorced and lived apart I don't know how many years. And then they got to going together again, and they decided to marry again. And it was a beautiful wedding.
Good.
And their health is not good right now, but they are still with us. And they have grandchildren.
Yeah.
And all of us have grandchildren. I have 6 great-grandchildren. So I always have to back up because I skip so much.
That's all right. Let's go back now to, you said that your earliest memory was around 3 or 5, and you remember seeing the first car.
Yes.
So let's go ahead, just tell me what you remember. What car was it you saw? Tell me about what your daddy did to buy cars and stuff.
My daddy always had plenty of money. He had inheritance. He was the only boy. And so we had 2 places. Both of them had bungalows on them, and one was closer to Gatesville. And we didn't live there ever. I think the house was rented, but I'm not for sure. But we farmed the land. And it was still a horse and wagon then. And then when I got 3 years old, I remember seeing the Model T Ford. And I also have pictures of me with the Model T Ford. And every time that a new car would come out, my daddy would get one. He got a Model A. And one that I remember that we don't have now, but it was called a Whippet. And it was more sturdy and more fashionable. Soft seats.
Oh, really?
Soft seats in it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, my daddy was farming cotton. He was growing cotton, corn, maize, everything. And he would have that, all of them ground together and make food for the horses and the cows and everything. And so we were we grew everything that we had.
And what kind of on the farm, tell me all of the kinds of animals you had. I have some memories of some of this, but tell me all of the animals. Did you have cows?
We had 6 cows, and we had to milk them every morning and every night. And the milk was put in 5-gallon cans, and except for 1 gallon a day that we drank. We drank a whole gallon a day,
mm-hmm.
or used it. But we kept a gallon a day, and these 2 cans were put on the wagon and taken up to the road, the main road, where Borden would pick it up and take it to Gatesville.
So you sold your milk?
We sold our milk.
Do you remember how much you got?
No, I do
not
remember.
Now, of course, you weren't milking cows when you were 3.
No.
But how early do you think you were milking a cow?
I was milking a cow probably by the time I was 6.
6. And so that meant getting up early in the morning sometimes and milking cow, and then in the afternoon somebody else would milk it probably, right? Did y'all take turns or did...
Well, no. There was four of us that could milk cows.
Yeah.
And sometimes just two of us would be milking.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you something. I don't want to forget this.
Okay.
We had we might have had 2 gallons of milk because there was no refrigeration. So we had to use what we kept. And the milk would be separated in different stages. It was sweet milk. And we used the cream usually for our cereal. We had real cream. And then...
What was cereal like?
Cereal was oatmeal.
So was it oatmeal that y'all raised?
Yes.
That y'all grew there?
Well, no, we bought that.
Or did you buy it?
Okay. I think we bought the oatmeal.
All right.
But, and then we drank a lot of milk. And then it would go into a sour stage. And we would keep the cream of the sour. And we would put it in a churn or a jar. And we would make butter. Then we had buttermilk. Then we had clabber.
Now, tell everybody what clabber is.
Clabber is when it gets so sour that it separates into, I want to say a curd, but you won't know what a curd is.
It's kind of a hard...
No, it's not hard, but it's separated into about 50-cent pieces or a quarter size. And we cook that down and make cottage cheese.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's the stages that we use the milk.
Yeah. So to you people who are listening to this, think about how easy it is to get up in the morning and have some nice cold milk on your cereal. And remember that my mother never had that whenever she was growing up. She had room temperature or warm milk with her cereal or whatever. So you had about 6 cows. Did any of them have names?
Oh yeah, we had.
Oh, what were their names? Do you remember?
We had one, Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Because she would kick and she was mean.
Oh yeah.
And my daddy one time knocked her eye out.
Because he was so mad at her?
He was so mad at her, he hit her.
Did he kick her? Did she kick him?
Oh yeah, she would run at you, she would butt you, she would do anything.
She didn't like to be milked.
No, but we did have names for our cows.
Okay, so we got Jezebel.
Well,
what else? Do you remember
anybody
else?
I don't know the others. I can't remember, but I remember Jezebel.
Were they, what kind of cows were they? Holstein or?
No, they were just mixed.
Mixed, just a cow.
Just a cow. If my daddy bought a cow, there had to be an original sometime, and then he raised all the females, and we milked them when the others got too old. And if they were a boy, they were a bull.
Okay, so did you have one bull there that took care of all the other cows?
Yes.
Okay, so he stayed out there somewhere while they got milk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's the cows. But we also had hogs.
Hogs. This is a big story here. Hogs are a big deal.
Hogs were, they would grow to 400 or 500 pounds.
How many do you think you had?
We would have 4 or 5 hogs. And they got all of the dishwater.
What did they do with the dishwater?
They
washed dishes?
No, they that was part of their liquid.
They like to drink
water.
It.
They
oh,
liked
boy.
It. Yes. But we fed them corn also. We had to go out and to the barn where the corn was stored, and we had to shuck it and give it to the hogs.
What does that mean, shuck?
shuck means to pull the shucks off of it, and you don't know what a shuck is until you've seen them in the grocery store.
The green covering around
corn. The green covering.
Corn.
It's called a shuck. But whenever we gathered the corn, it wasn't like that. It was yellow. A yellow husk or whitish husk.
So it was dried out.
It was dried
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And then whenever it got winter time and one of the hogs was getting too big, we would have a hog killing.
Okay. Tell everybody what really happened at a hog killing. And some of you people out there, if you're listening, not going to like some of this, but we're going to tell you what a hog killing is.
Okay. Everybody had about the same. We all had brains. We had animals and everything. And when it come in the wintertime, it come hog killing day. Well, all of the night, well, three or four, maybe sometimes five neighbors would come, and we would kill hogs, a hog. And my daddy, they were hard to shoot then, and because they wouldn't be still, I guess. I don't know why, but my daddy would get on the back of the hog.
Now, wait a minute. Let's tell everybody how big your daddy was.
Oh.
Or how little your daddy was.
My daddy was about 5'4". And he weighed about 100 and maybe 30 pounds.
Bantam weight.
He was a bantam, but he would get on top of that hog with a hatchet in his right hand. And wherever if the hog got still enough, he would kill the hog right then by hitting it in the head with a hatchet. He got the brains out.
With the sharp end or the dull end?
The sharp end.
He'd just go right through the brain.
Right into
the brain. And that's how you'd kill him.
And to kill a hog, you had to be prepared. You had to know who your neighbors were going to be. You had to heat all of the water to scalding. And the way we would have to get the horses to bring the hog to the house, and the house was about two blocks our time now, two blocks from the house, and
would you tie a rope around the hog's
yes,
legs and
yes,
drag him up there,
yes,
and then
yes.
the horse would drag him up there?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we would put all that scalding water into a 55-gallon barrel. And somehow, I don't know, I can remember this because I was about 5 at the time. We would get that hog in that barrel. It was about as long as the barrel.
You wouldn't cut him up.
No,
you'd
we wouldn't.
Put him all in there, but minus his intestines and all of his
no,
organs.
All of his organs were
all
in
his
there.
Organs too?
Yes, but immediately the hair would start coming off from the hog. And what didn't come off, we scraped off. And then we had a hide. And then we had to get the entrails out, and the heart, and the lungs. No, I don't believe we ate the lungs. But whoever liked the organs, the liver of the neighbors, they took that. And we would clean the intestines, wash the outside and clean the intestines real good, and that's what we stuffed. We made the sausage from the fat and the lean, and my mother usually seasoned it with sage and salt and pepper, the way we liked it.
Did you have did you put the meat in a grinder and grind it up?
Yes.
Did you cut it up? Okay.
We had a grinder and a stuffer.
Oh, you did? Okay.
They had a stuffer. We would put that intestine on that stem that came out of the stuffer.
Okay.
And
Would the meat be ground up and then feed right into
yes.
the intestine? Or would it?
It would be ground
you'd have
up.
To put it in there.
And then it was put in the stuffer, and the stuffer was about a gallon and then it had a lid that pressed down very firm on it.
Yeah.
And somebody turned the handle.
Yeah.
And we stuffed it in intestines. And the fat of the hog was cooked and made into lard. And that's put in gallon buckets, and that's what we used to season everything, and to fry anything that we needed to fry. It was made into lard, and then it went another step. It was cut up in small pieces, part of it, and it was made into cracklings, called cracklings, and the cracklings were good to eat. And we made soap out of the bad part of the hog that wasn't edible. We made soap, and that's what we washed our clothes with, our hair with, our faces with, everything. We had soap, but no fancy flavors or anything. It was just
pretty functional.
Yeah, and all of the people that helped would take home part of the hog.
Were you pretty generous with the meat, or did they mostly take lard and stuff like that?
No, we kept the lard.
You kept that?
Well, I can't remember for sure. Yeah. If we had too much, we didn't keep it.
Yeah, I guess if somebody needed lard, they'd take it.
Everybody.
What everybody needed, they took.
Everything everybody needed.
Yeah.
And that they could store and use that winter. It couldn't be kept in the summertime, ever.
So these neighbors come over on a hog killing, and after everything is done, everybody pitched in to do all this, and then they went home with a part of the pig.
Yes.
Or the hog. And then whenever they had a hog killing, y'all would go over there.
Yes.
And help them process. That's what you're doing. You're actually just processing the meat. And y'all took home whatever you needed.
And it all had to be done in the winter.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing hams, whole hams. They would rub them down with salt, the hams, and some more flavors. I don't know what all it was. I wasn't big enough to know. But they hung in what we called the smokehouse at that time. It was a clean part of the house. And I think it had a dirt floor, because I don't know whether we ever had wooden floors in it or not. But that's what happened. That's how we got through the winter. And we would, if somebody else wanted a ham or a shoulder, they took what they wanted and what they needed. The same with whenever we butchered a calf.
So you did your calves sometimes too?
Yes.
All right.
And
there's no refrigerators.
No refrigerator.
Like
there was one thing that I needed to say. We had what we call a cooler, and it was out on the porch, on the east porch, and it was about three shelves, maybe 3 feet wide and 4 feet high, and we would wrap sheets around it, and we kept our butter and our milk and leftovers, some breakfast or dinner or supper, and we would soak those sheets once or twice a day. With the wind blowing through it, it was much cooler than in the house or even out on the porch. That was just a way of keeping it cooler. And we grew all of our, I think I've already said this, but we grew all of our grain, and we raised chickens. We had about 50 chickens.
Okay, tell us about chickens now.
Okay, chickens, we hatched. The old hen sat, they laid enough eggs, usually about 10 or 12 eggs, and then we would gather them up and put them under a chicken that was clucking. If she was wanting babies, she would go cluck, 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 cluck.
I thought all chickens did that.
No.
No?
Just okay. The one that wanted babies, that wanted to set. And we would set them. Sometimes we had as high as three chickens. Setting, and it took 3 weeks, 21 days for them to hatch. So we made our own chickens, and if a bunch, then we kept them until big enough to eat, and all the roosters we ate, and we kept the hens, the pullets, they were called pullets then, and we kept them for our next year. Chickens, and we grew all of the feed, and we set the chickens, we watered them. It was some of our job, the only water we had. I've got to back up.
Go ahead, back up.
I have to back up because we did have a well, and we had, and I don't know whether it was hand dug or not, but it was a shallow well, maybe 150 feet deep. And we had a wooden windmill, and we had a cement tank, and the water was always cool after it came out of the tank. But it wasn't piped to the house. We had to go out to the well to get it. And
did you bring it into the house, in a bucket?
In a bucket.
Yeah?
Yeah, we would bring it in the house in a bucket. Finally, Daddy did put it up, pipe under the ground, I think. That they didn't know how to do that then. I think that they didn't know how to get water from the well to the house.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy either figured it out or did it, and he... So then we had water on the back porch, but we didn't have it in... that was still in the house. It was still in the house, and we had to drain the pipes every winter to keep them from freezing.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to talk about the rooster some more?
Yeah, I forgot something.
Okay.
And you need to know this. We always had white leggings. They were the best layers. And so...
Wait a minute. Say that again. White?
White leggings.
Leggings.
L-E-G-H-O-R-N-S.
Leggings.
Leggings.
Okay.
Because they were the best layers, and they laid a white leg, a white egg. And the roosters, sometimes we just had so many roosters we didn't know what to do with them. So, but when it was killing time, when they were tender, they had to be killed. And my mother would bring all the necks of the chickens.
Now, describe for our listeners how to wring a neck.
You catch a hold of their head and you swing it round and round and round.
Until the neck comes off.
Comes off, and then you let the chicken bleed.
And in the meantime, he's flopping around all over the place.
He's flopping around all over the place, and he's bleeding. And then we had to clean them, of course. And we pulled the skin off. We didn't take the feathers off.
You didn't pluck them.
We didn't pluck them.
You just skin them.
We skin them. And we would have, sometimes it would depend on how many that needed to be killed that day. And sometimes we had to fry the chicken to keep it from, because we had no refrigeration. So we fried the chicken or cooked it into dumplings or something that could be kept easier. Fried was the best.
But if you couldn't eat all of that, what did you do with it?
I don't remember what we did with it, but we probably gave it away, like everybody else was giving their chicken. And everybody grew chickens, and everybody grew their feed. And if somebody ran out of something, they just go to their neighbor and get it.
So what did you feed the chickens? Wheat?
We made a mash. It was called mash. It was all of the grains. We took it to Gatesville, the corn, the maize, the oats and even the Johnson grass. My uncle owned a grocery store in Gatesville, and he had a mill, what they call a mill, so they would grind it, grind them all together, and that way we had a mash to feed anything that needed to be fed a mash.
Now, what is a mash? Is that something that's dry or something that's wet?
It's dry.
Okay.
It's dry. It's like you get, I think you can still get ground grain in a sack at the feed store, you know, for horses. And especially cows that we milked, that's what we fed them.
The mash.
The mash. And we also fed them cottonseed.
Really?
That cottonseed was what we kept whenever we picked all the cotton. We would keep the seed and we would keep it in a barn, in the cow barn. And the chickens would lay in there, they roamed the country. And I had one sister, Wani. I call her Wani now, we call her Wani, but she was Odell. And she would go under the barn and get the eggs, because she wasn't scared of snakes or anything. She was not scared of anything.
So you didn't have a hen house, they just were everywhere.
No, we had a hen house.
You did have a hen house.
We had a big hen house, and it was somebody's job. Everybody knew their job. It was somebody's job to go clean it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we used the manure for whatever we needed. It was on the side of a hill, so most of it would drain down on the cultivation. Just like the cow barn would drain down to the garden space. And we grew everything we needed. And the hill where the chicken house wasn't that good. But
about how many eggs would you get every day?
Oh, it depended on how old some of the chickens were. A hen that lays eggs, after she gets 4 years old, she almost always quits laying. And that's when she becomes dumplings. Or baked.
Yeah.
She was cooked, not fried. We had too many fried things.
Uh-huh.
But she became something else, and she was just a chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, did you have like a dozen chickens, or
no,
about?
No, we had about 50 chickens.
Really?
Yes.
50 chickens?
And we sold our eggs.
You did?
We took our cream in, some of our cream.
But did you sell the eggs to people, or did you sell them in town?
We sold them to town.
You took them to town?
To my Uncle Eston Black's store.
Okay, I know Uncle Eston.
And they had to be candled.
What does that mean?
That means that they had to be put up in front of a light and to look through the
shell.
Egg.
Yeah.
Look through the shell and see if, because sometimes they had little chickens in them if they stayed there too long.
Yeah.
And so we had to look through a candle every egg.
Yeah.
And then they were sold. They were put in cartons and sold.
Do you remember how much you got for an egg?
No.
Yeah. Well, no. You were too young to know that.
I didn't know it because I never did care.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just something that had to be done.
So, let's see now, you had cows that you milked, and then you had chickens that you ate, and you ate their eggs. You had to feed them. You had sheep, didn't you?
And water them.
Did you have sheep?
And cows. You didn't mention that. We had sheep also, and they grazed on the land that wasn't under cultivation. I don't know whether that we didn't tell. that grazed on lands that we didn't till. And then in April of every year, we had to have the sheep shearers come over and shear the sheep.
Now, I remember watching a sheep shearing once, and I think Papa was doing it. I was not very old. I was very young. I was probably 5 or 6, but I remember a shearing at the farm.
Well, that was many years later, after you were born, after I was married.
Yeah, that was a long time.
That was,
now,
yeah.
Are we talking about the same house? I remember the back porch was screened, and I think that it faced east. Is this the same house? Different house?
It was a different house.
Okay.
We lived in a bungalow, and it was 3 bedrooms, and a dining room, and a kitchen. And we used the living room, that's where the stove was. That was the only place you could get warm.
Yeah.
There wasn't any warm anywhere else, except in the kitchen. And even in the summertime, we had to use wood to make the fire to cook dinner. We called it dinner in the middle of the day.
Now, how many sheep do you think y'all had?
Well, whenever I was little, there was probably 75.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know how much we paid them, but I felt so sorry for those sheep. They had to hold them down, put their knee on their neck, and hold them down and shear them.
Now tell me what you did with that wool.
The wool was put in sacks.
Okay.
And it was taken to Gatesville, which was still 6 miles away.
Okay.
And just sell the wool. It depended on the price of wool at the time, just like it depends on it now. Yeah. They still do the same thing. Only we kept all the females, and we sold the males.
Or ate them?
Did
you ever eat? Sheep?
No, I never ate a sheep.
You never ate sheep?
I never ate sheep.
Okay.
We didn't have goats, but if we'd have had goats, I might have eaten a goat, but I'm not going to eat a sheep.
Why is it? Because
they smell awful.
The sheep smells awful?
Yes, and they have a dirty butt.
I remember that. I remember seeing a dirty butt.
Yeah, we couldn't keep that wool.
And I actually remember seeing a sheep.